Hey, Jeff?
Yes.
Hey, how are you? This is Zach.
This is who?
Web form about your property on Asbury Church Road.
Uh-huh.
Selling us.
Oh. Dang. Joey, I think this is the realtor, that other realtor.
I'm sorry. Say that again.
Okay, let's see. Yeah, let me. Do you still hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, let me drive to another spot right here. It's right under this white line.
Are you saying that you didn't fill out a form?
Hold on 1 second. I was having trouble hearing you. All right, I should be good now.
All right. As I was asking, did you fill out a form on my website about selling your house? It sounds like you're driving. Maybe your realtor did.
Yes. Well, but hey, I'm just looking at plan B, you know what I mean?
So you did fill out a form. What do you mean by plan B?
Well, on our side of the ball, we're looking at plan B. We got our house and our farm is two different entities, and we're selling both of them. So,
sure.
I was looking for the house.
The house. Can you confirm what you're looking to get for it? Because I mean, I see the price on Zillow. I didn't know if that was an error or.
No, $150.
So for the house, $150, okay.
Mm-hmm. Is that what they had on there? I believe it is.
So the house that sits on 1.56 acres, right?
Correct.
It's four bedrooms, three baths.
Well, it's two and a half baths. It's two and a half baths. I don't know what the half bath, how you measure that in terms, you know.
Sure.
The one we have two full baths, and then one of them is a half bath in the kitchen.
For sure.
Toilet and, uh-huh.
You know, I'm sure that you can imagine that, you know, someone who buys the house is probably, you know, more than likely, I'm not saying it's impossible, but probably not going to take the, you know, the big farm with it.
Right. Yeah. Well, I didn't think that. Like I said, I was looking at plan B, you know, at this point.
And
not at this point. This would be like 6 to 12, maybe 8 months out right now.
Sure.
I'm under contract right now, but in 8 months it'll end.
With the realtor.
Correct.
Okay. And... So, you know, it's a brick house. I mean, is there anything wrong with it?
Yes, there is something wrong with it. It needs a furnace. The central air works on it. The furnace does not work.
Okay.
Yep.
So, I mean, that kind of limits your buying, you know, your buying pool, because, you know, someone who's going to buy this is going to want to.
Well, I would imagine that they would want us to do that before they ever even bought it. So, I mean, we kind of had that. That's something we had in the back of our mind, but we kind of were like, you know, are they going to want propane? Are they going to want, you know, electric? Or, you know, what they're going to want to, you know, what are they going to want?
Sure.
This is not a common situation here that we got. I mean, it's five people own the house and the 1.39, and two people own the rest of the farm.
Mm-hmm. So are you part of the people that, you know, are you the one of the people that, you know, owns the house or no?
Yeah, I'm one of them that owns the house and the farm.
Okay, and then there's one other owner with the house, and then there's several other with the home, or the farm.
No. It's two people on the farm, my brother and I, and then there's it would be five total people on the house.
Okay. Sure. Okay. Well, I mean, you know, it's a nice house. I'm very familiar with the area.
It's an old, it was built in 1963.
Sure.
When it was built. Mm-hmm. It's a ranch style. I guess you've seen the picture of it on there, I would imagine.
Yeah, and I'm familiar with, you know, we have property in that area and that, you know,
exactly.
Off that, you know, 676 area. You know, White Oak, I should say.
Oh, you were thinking 779 for the house? Is that what you...
No. I looked at it and I said, well, this can't be right.
Yeah.
So you're asking 150 for the house. Is that negotiable at all? I mean, you know, with the work that's going to be needed to be done...
Well, how negotiable are we talking?
Well, I mean, I guess that's really, you know, up to you and what, you know, what your goal is. I'm definitely interested. I know where it's at.
$100,000 is not enough money for the house. I know that.
Uh-huh.
I'm pretty certain on that. So, that's $50,000 there, though, you know.
Sure.
What's negotiable? 125, 140, 130, 135, 115. What is?
I guess
that depends on who's on the other end, right?
Right. I mean, you know, realistically, you know, if I were to make an offer, you know, I'm not looking to insult you or anything. It's just for what, you know.
Man, I want to hear the truth. I want to hear the truth. That's what I want to hear.
Well, it doesn't make me comfortable saying a number, but, you know, if I were going to make an offer, it would probably be around that 110, 115 range.
Yeah, I got you. Okay. All right. Well, that gives me some...
I mean, that's something that you would even consider.
Well, see, it's more than one entity here, so I'd have to do some discussing on that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'd have to talk with it's my brothers, my sisters, and one niece.
Mm-hmm.
She was involved on that. I have to talk about that one. I don't know. That's... I don't know. Can you call me back in about a month? Is that possible?
In about a month?
Yeah, well, it'll take me at least 2 weeks to talk to everyone, you know, and that's if everything goes, you know, right.
Honestly, I mean, I'd love to talk to you in a month. You know, that wouldn't be a problem necessarily, but you know, I'm not looking to waste time. I don't just make offers. You know, we actually buy houses. And, you know, I know where the property's at. And, you know, it's a good location. You know, I'd rather just, you know, if it's a no, then it's okay. You know, we don't have to do business. We can be friends. And, you know, I can just wish you the best of luck. But, you know, I'm a serious buyer. You know, we have cash. And, you know, we buy about 20, 30 houses a month. So, you know, if you need a month to talk with me, I'm just going to take that as a no.
Basically, what you're saying is if you're interested in that figure, then hit you back. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I'm just saying I don't want to go back and forth. You know, you just talk it over with them, and then you give me a call back and say, hey, this is where we're at, and if you can do it, great. If you can't, sayonara. and I'll say, okay, or, you know, I can't do 150. I mean, it needs work. It, you know, the furnace and the updates, I mean, it's completely outdated,
mm-hmm.
which is not in bad condition. It's just, it's outdated. And,
makes money for you. I understand that.
Yeah. So I'm mm-hmm. serious about the house. I'm interested. I'm definitely interested, but, you know, I don't need it. You know, for every house I see, you know, and every person I talk to, you know, I can't make every purchase work. Yeah, you know, maybe
sure.
we're just not a good fit, but.
I totally understand that one, you know, I totally understand it. Well, let me ask you this. Would you consider 120, 125? Would you consider that?
I mean, you haven't even talked with your, you know, your other.
Well, yes, of course. But we're close.
So,
and we rely on
each
other.
Is that something that you've already talked with them about?
No, not that kind of price. No,
Mm-hmm.
No, not at this point. You know, but I need. You know, I don't know. I'm just saying, 110 is 110's a little, you know, it's a little tight. I mean,
well, I said 115.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you say 120?
I couldn't say at this point. Just, you know, based on, you know, I don't even think that, you know, we're at, you know, a final number solution, because you have to talk with, you know, everybody else.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's, I think it would be more beneficial if you could have a conversation with them and, you know, come to some arrangement and, you know, give me a call back, or I can call you back, whether it's today, tomorrow, you know, or at the end of the week. You know, I'm not going to sit on this thing forever and go back and forth, because, you know, I really don't have the time to. I'm interested in buying it.
Totally understand. Okay.
So if you could talk with them and I give you a call back, you know, at the end of the week or before, you know, and then we can either just say yay or nay, and then we can kind of just go our separate ways or do business together. That would be the ideal situation for me.
Okay. All right. Right now, next week is my 25th anniversary with my wife. So we're going to plan on doing something about 3 or 4 days during the week. So it would either have to be, I could squeak it in now. It would be better if I talked to you after that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it would, because we're kind of busy right here right now trying to get some things done on the farm. And
I guess my question is, you know, are you actually trying to sell this house?
It's a plan.
Right.
I can't sell it right now, Zach, because it's under contract. But the months are clicking away right now.
Well, that's – so you can, because, you know, it's listed with the realtor, all right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And – you know, all you have to do is say, you know, hey, I want to take this down. You know, I've changed my mind, whatever you say. And, you know, they'll take the listing down.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, regardless, I still will have to have a little time here. I can't tell you yes and no right now or tomorrow or the next day. So. I guess the best thing for me to do is get back, or either probably just get back in touch with you when I can tell you something for sure. Sounds to me. I mean, because you don't want to hee-haw around. I totally understand that. You know, next time I talk to you, it either needs to be yes or no, I suppose, from what you're kind of
I don't mean to be rude. You know, I just, at the end of the day,
You don't have to explain yourself to me, Zach. We understand. Totally understand. All right.
All right. So how about this? Because I am interested in the farm as well, but I would want to get the house first, just to be completely transparent.
Right.
Yeah, I'm here. So let's just take it step by step. Just if you could mention it to, you know, who you need to mention it to. Let them know that I'm interested in the farm as well, but I would like to start with the house. That way I know who, you know, kind of who I'm dealing with. I don't think I should jump to anything. You know, I do want things one step at a time. So
sure.
If we can make something work on the house and then we can make something work on the farm, I'm definitely, you know, I'm definitely interested.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Sounds
so
very good.
If I don't hear from you, you know, by next Friday, I'll give you a call. And then after that.
You know, that's what I'm saying to you. Next Friday, I'm going to be with my wife on our anniversary, and I'm not going to be doing any business then. So.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I can't do anything then. But, I mean, I can definitely talk to my family, my other members that's in part of this in the next couple of days.
Okay, so why don't you, let me just call you on Friday then, this one.
That would be day after tomorrow.
Or Saturday, I apologize.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll call you Saturday.
That'll be fine.
What time Saturday? It would be a good time for you.
Any time after 8 o'clock will be fine.
8 a.m.?
That's fine for me.
Okay, so I'll call you around 9 then.
Okay.
All right. Hey, Jeff, I appreciate you taking the time to speak with me, and I look forward to talking to you on Saturday.
You as well. Have a great day, Zach.
All right, boss. Have a good one.
Mm-hmm.